So the Mishnah beginning of Lulav HaGadol tells us that the Lulav HaGadol is pasul. The first Gemara is found in that Tesma base. We spell kapati b'tani loshna b'yatav bisham loshna b'yatav sheni. Bishlam yaveish harda bina v'leka el agadol bishlam yaveish bisham tesev lachem shalachem el b'yatav sheni amai lo. Yaveish is no good. Doesn't make a difference day one or day two. However you translate the phrase day one and day two is not my business right now. Is day two meaning yaveish sheni shogolios? Is day two meaning days 2 through 7? And if it is 2 through 7, is it referring to the Mikdash 2 through 7 or Drabbana 2 through 7? Each of those three sheets is in the sheet in Rishonim. Just a peripheral point. You shouldn't read through a Gemara like this and realize it's such a major textual ambiguity and not mention it. The Gemara says if that's the case, the Yavish is possible all 7 days. However, Gaza would only be possible day number one. Why is Gaza possible though? Beyond that, Elvi Yavishani Yamai Law. Why should I use it? I'm Rabbi Yochum Shem Shem Bayochai. Because it's a problem called mitzvah havah ve'aveila. I like to work on this Tosfos for a few minutes. The truth is, there's a few other interesting nekudos in this Tosfos that I'm going to skip over. It's worthwhile. It's a great Tosfos for several reasons. But I'm going to start from the Im Tomar, about 8 lines down, the last 2 words on the page. Last two words on the line, rather. Tosfos says Zim Tomer as follows. Zim Tomer, Lekamen, and Daf Lamed Alpha Beis. Tepaslinan, Lulav Shel Asherah, Vishel Iran Dachas, Vishim the Nechat Shiyuret. The Gemara says that a Lulav Shel Asherah, the Gemara writes in the Kitzit, Asherah Demoshe, we'll see, which is important for later on. But the Gemara says a Lulav Shel Asherah and a Lulav Shel Iran Dachas, which both a lulav shel asherah as well as a lulav shel eri dacha have the same halacha that they have to be burned. Therefore, the Gemara has a psul called ksuse mechtat shiurei. Tosfos wants to know tepuk lemishum dehavi mitzvah haba be'avera. If I stole a lulav, I can't use it because it's in a mitzvah haba be'avera. So, similarly speaking, if I bow down to the lulav, it should be a problem of mitzvah haba be'avera. Why does the Gemara steer away from the psul of mitzvah baba avera and mention a different psul called susay nechdash yurei? The two, and further asks Tosfos, amai sherinan delav asher de Moshe. The Gemara there makes an interesting akim to the Gemara says, asher, only asher de Moshe is the one that's really possible. If it's asher, not of Moshe, lechachila, you shouldn't. Lo yitol vim natal yatsa. Right, Hakav Ma'atkinon, says the Gemara. Hakav Asher de Moshe Atkin. Why does this Tuchtute mention the Susa Mechta Ashiur? But if it's an Asherah that's not an Asherah de Moshe, it's kosher. Says Tosfos, why should it be kosher? I understand Susa Mechta Ashiur doesn't apply. However, what does apply? Mitzvah Vavave. The truth is, Susa Mechta Ashiur is a fascinating sugya in its own right. We're not going to discuss it now. But we're going to carry on. V'yesh lo amar, what's the answer? It says Tosfos, delo dami legezel de machmas aveiros hagezel ba hamitzvah sheyotze ba. Aval hani atu machmas aveiros shenatiz bo minatik ben. No, we're both saying, what does Tosfos answer? What does Tosfos just say? Look at Tosfos again. V'yesh lo amar. The low dummy legezel. These cases are not similar to gezel, because the machmas averus hagezel b'ha mitzvah sheyotibo. Aval honey atu machmas averus shenachbo minafik ben. What's Tosfos saying? Correct. That the avera doesn't lead to the mitzvah, doesn't facilitate the mitzvah. The mitzvah occurs irrespective of the Aveira. And apparently what's the conclusion to make? Mitzvah haba ba'aveira is only a problem when what? When the Aveira facilitates the mitzvah, the mitzvah comes via the Aveira. Just take ourselves out for a second. This is an important note to make. What did Tosfos just do for us? Correct. Defined, or even better, redefined, what is mitzvah haba ba'aveira? Tosfos in the Kasha had one understanding of mitzvah haba ba'aveira, but in the Teretz he had a different understanding. What's Tosfos' understanding in the Kasha? Mitzvah haba ba'aveira means any chepta that once upon a time an aveira was done to it, it has atoms that are tainted. the chepsa itself is pasul because it has dirt in it. It's disgusting. It's mos. It's gross. It's a avera running through it. Says Tosfos, no, that's not the definition. It's about avera. Rather, it means the avera is only accomplishable because of the mitzvah is only accomplishable by the avera, because of the avera. That the avera facilitates the mitzvah. And being that, the bowing down to the lulav, the fact that it's in a shi'ari dachas, that doesn't enable you to do the mitzvah, it's just circumstantial. Mitzvah above avera doesn't apply, therefore we need some other type of psul, i.e. that of ksusei mechadat shi'ura. And therefore we have in Tosfos, the Havni, the Maskara, two completely independent definitions of Mitzvah Avera. Is the Psol Chefza, or is the Psol in the Talich, the process, the way you accomplish the Mitzvah? Is the Psol in the Chefza, or is the Psol in the Mitzvah itself of fainted? Which one? So I'd just like to share two quick nafkaminas. The less famous nafkaminas are Gemara and Sefer Yerushalmi. By the way, I want to say Yerushalmi, it's less well known. The Yerushalmi in the Perek Yud Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos has a case, mitzvah matzah, gezula, if you steal matzah, ein yotzei bo yedei chavasa b'pesach, you're not yotzei. Presumably because of what principle? Yeah. Amar lehu tamar gufei avera, because that basically because the avera is inside of it. Baram Hacha says Yerushalmi, however, im over avera, Kachni Omer. Sorry, Baram Hacha over avera. That's conclusion of the previous Gemara. Kachni Omer, Hosei Matzah Mirushus Hayachim Rishus Harabim. Let the person carries out Matzah from a Rishus Hayachim to a Rishus Harabim. Ein Yosef Baidei Chavasa B'Tesach. What does Yerushalmi say? The Ramban learned the Gemara from Shuto and the second Shabbos Kafei. You know the Gemara? The Ramban, he's smiling like, you know, he's like, all right, beautiful. The Ramban says, you take this Gemara literally. The simple Shad is, if you look at the Ritva quotes the exact same Yerushalmi as the Ramban. The Ritva from the second Shabbos and Daf Kafei and Beis. However, the Ritva throws in one word. He says, Ubad Yerushalmi below Amar Rabbi Yochum Shemir Tzadik God will not say any other Yotze by the Prophet Tata Amar Hu Rabbi Yosef Hamad Hiku Avera Hacha Hu Avar Avera. That's the previous Gemara for something else. Ki Chein Amir Hotsa Mat Moshe Zayak Moshe Zerab Ein Yotze by the Chavasa the Tata Perish Bimya. What does he add in? Perish Bimya. What does that mean? Do you think if you would tarry on Shabbos Matzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYavim, you wouldn't be okay? The Ramban, who doesn't have the words Perish Bitnia, and the Ritva, who do, although they're quoting the same Yerushalmi, there's a machlokus, whether the Yerushalmi is making an affirmative statement saying this is the halacha, or saying rhetorically, do you think this is the halacha? Or in other words, if a machlokus, the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ritzvah is not alone. All the Achronim on the side of the Yerushalmi as well, the Pnei Moshe, the Karbon Eid, they agree with the Ritzvah, Flush and Vidya. But it nonetheless is a machlokus harishon as to whether or not a person carries matzah from the Shus Hayachim to the Shus Harabim. Is he in violation of Shabbos? Absolutely. Is it a mitzvah baba avera? What's the answer? Machlokus harishon. What might this machlokus be telling you? Whether or not the soul is a soul chefs or the soul is a soul talich, exactly. In other words, the chefs itself had a bear done to it. It was carried on Shabbos. However, that's not how you were. I think the avera didn't facilitate the mitzvah. The mitzvah could be accomplished totally irrespective of the avera. Just eat. Another potential nafkamina. Potential nafkamina, and I say potential because you'll see in a second there's a few ways of being nafkamina. It says, halacha, let that person, instead of stealing the lulav, steal the shofar. You don't know the halacha? Did I just say the word machlokes? Halacha, when I say shofar, Arif, we follow the Rambam, who writes, Lechad Chilu Lobet, did the Abijah, says the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Shofar hagazel shetaka ba yasa. She'en hamitzel b'shmiat hakol. Af Afishalo Nagaba below Hagviu Hashemaya, the name were called in Gad. Other Rishonim disagree. The Ritzva in the Seches Rosh Hashanah, I left my Ritzva downstairs, and Daf Chav Ches from an Aleph, where I'm in Dave, I remember Daf Chav Ches, as well as the Ran in the Seches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches, both right. Just like a Lulav HaGazul is possible, so too a Shofar HaGazul is possible. Shofar HaGazul. Shofar HaGazul. And it's not just the Ritzva and the Ran, the HaGaz, the Shri, the Daf HaRif, the Seches Rosh Hashanah, quotes an Or Zaruah, bottom line, doing major math locus. Many we showed in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, believe that it's half okay, and others don't believe it's possible. Now, before we get into what's relevant for us, here's a great methodological move that you should be aware of. What might this machlokas depend upon?
Whether or not it's the Shmia, which is the mitzvah, or the actual...
Option number one, or? Four? That's the same thing, or mitzvah b'aveira. And methodologically speaking, it's the same thing as whether or not anyone over here, let's say Rafi, is strong enough to lift up the table. Yes or no, depends on the koach of Rafi, depends on the weight of the table. If I want to know, if feeling the shofar, a problem of mitzvah b'aveira, and the machlokes either depends upon the nature of shofar or nature of mitzvah b'aveira. For example, there's a major machlokes we showed what bracha do you make on shofar. One bracha would be al tekiyah shofar, and one would be l'shmoa kol shofar. What would the difference be? The chora. What is the mitzvah, tekiyah or shmiyah? The Rambam might compare the mitzvah shmiyah. Mitzvah says shal tara l'shmoa truma shofar. He said now about as well as hakol chayim l'shmoa kol shofar in Parak Beis. As well as the mitzvah, the Rambam is crystal clear that on Rosh Hashanah the mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmiyah. Parenthetically, you should be aware that the mitzvah on Yovel, Yom Kippur on Yovel, this is not a mitzvah of Shmi, but rather a mitzvah of Tzkiyah. Other Rishonim may believe the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tzkiyah. Besides the bracha, what else might be an afkamina? Once in the following Shiloh, let's say I pick up the shofar, without the blow, however, like every time I try. You know, it doesn't make a sound. So they bring me a new shofar, an easier shofar. So what would you say? Do you need a new bracha or not? So I once heard one of the achronim suggest, I forgot where I saw it, but one of the achronim suggests that if the mitzvah is the tekiyah, so what's the chefza ha-mitzvah? The shofar. Did you make a bracha on this shofar? No. But if the bracha is on the shmir, so what's the chefza ha-mitzvah? The kol. The shofar is just a way of producing a call. That make a difference, the bracha is fine. So it's over here. What Rabbi wants to suggest is the exact same machlokas. If the chetza ha-mitzvah is the shofar, so can you steal a shofar? Yes, you can steal a shofar. And therefore, that may be the svar for the Ran, the Ritzvah, and the word Zeruah. However, if the mitzvah is the shmiyah, can you steal a call? No, and that's the svar for the Rambam. You know what's that beautifully? One word in the Rambam? But she tells us, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah is a shmiyah. He also believes, aim the kol didn't get it, because the chesed mitzvah is the kol. However, one may not learn like Rafi, one may instead learn like Rafi, the other Rafi, Rafi Kol, who suggests that maybe this machlokas is not fully in the definition or the machus, or the understanding of what the mitzvah of shofar is, but rather it depends upon the nature of the mitzvah of correct. Meaning, what would you suggest that Tosfos would say?
Yes.
It's good or it's no good?
No good.
Because part of the process of accomplishing that mitzvah was stealing the shofar. Yeah. The same way you stole a lulav in order to fulfill the mitzvah, so too you stole a shofar in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And as long as mitzvah baba there is totally in machmas, the facilitating of one up to the other, the lo dami lugazel, the machmas ha-veira ha-gazel, this is also machmas ha-veira, David Hibb properly, correctly points out. However, what might one suggest? Alternatively speaking, that the definition of mitzvah b'aveira is not per se what? Machmas like Tosfos articulates, but rather what? If it's still in the chefza, if that's the case, What does the Rambam say? Listen to these words. Ein b'kol din yedra. You know what you can steal? A shofar. You know what you can't steal? A kol. That would be the method. However, there's still a problem. What's the problem? Doesn't our Gemara say that if you would be the Rambam and you would be, I forgot the Ritz for the Ramban, you would say, it would be the Ritzba, what would you say about Lulav Shel Irani Dachas, Lulav Shel Asher, that's not Asher de Moshe? What would you probably say? Possible because of? Because of Mitzvah Vav Avera.
Right.
Isn't that against our Gemara? Yeah, but it's a Jewish Gemara. But for starters, Tosis quotes another Jew. If you can hear me, Tosis, to me, who yesh sfarim shed de garcina le kaman, amachnisim de esrub shel asher a my time a mishum de havelin mitzvah vav avera. Well, needless to say, Tosis is going to continue with the gears of mishu beshezi. The gears have messed up, it's mistaken, it's incorrect. But you know what the Rambam might say? Yeah. Open up to the Rambam Pesach Mishnayos in the second sukkah. The Rambam Pesach Mishnayos, you were aware, the Rambam did just read the Yad HaZaka, that he wrote later on in life. He was a younger man, about 18 years old or so. Not mistaken, the Rambam wrote a Pesach in all Mishnayos. And in it, he includes the second sukkah, needless to say. Take a look at the Rambam, different in Lulav HaGod Vayavish Pasuk. Who wants to read the Rambam? Look at that one line, you have to read too much. Elon, go.
Lulav HaGazal V'yavish Pasol, Mitzvah Baba Avera, Ena Mitzvah. Uvika, Lulav HaGazal V'shal Asher V'shal Irani Dachat Pasol.
Yeah, what's the Rambam's unbelievable Kiddush?
They're all Pasol because of Mitzvah Baba Avera.
Correct. Not only was my speculation that the Rambam may have it different gears, but correct with Torah, what?
It really does.
The famous black and white, the Rambam writes in Perish HaMishnayis, that a lulav shel asherah and a lulav shel irani dachas is not different from a lulav hagazal, it's the exact same soul, which is mitzvah vav avera. The reason why that's a beautiful one word is
l'shitas.
And therefore what we have is a machlokes, number one, about the gear souls. However, it's not just a technical machlokes, which gears is correct, there are fundamental major halachic implications as to the hagdara, the definition, the machus, of mitzvah baba avera, potential nafkaminis. That number one of carrying a shofar from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, machlok is the Ramban and the Ritzel. Machlok is number two as to whether or not an asherah, that asherah the low shel Moshe is kosher. And that essentially is what I wanted to prove from this Tosfos. We have a few more major machlok is number one about mitzvah baba avera. Being that I have a few more minutes, finish a little bit earlier than I anticipated, I'll throw in one more little ha'ara while we're learning this Tosfos. Let's go back to the beginning of Tosfos. We'll read through the entire Tosfos. Well, I'm not sure we'll read through the whole thing, we'll just get to two more interesting ha'aras on this Tosfos. Tosfos in the beginning says, Mitzvah, Mishum Dehavi Mitzvah Bav Avera. Tosis quotes a rice in the fourth paragraph. The Tanya Lakam and Paraglubarava, Lachem Misha Lachem, Tosis says Lachem, and we learn that it's Rasha, Misha Lachem, which means, Lahotzi Eta Shol Beta Gazal. What's Tosis' implied question? Why do you need to exclude Lachem from Misha Lachem? Why not just learn it out from Mitzvah Babavera? Tosis responds, Mishum Shol Lestricha. In other words, what? In a chinami. You don't need it for Lachem, you only need it for. Right, because the Balav Lachem, Naftalan God, Mishum Mitzvah, blah, blah, there. However, if you would have learned out, what? If you would have not had Mitzvah, blah, blah, there, you would have learned it out from Lachem, but you have Mitzvah, blah, there, so it's no longer needed for Lachem. But either one would serve as a source. The Pasuk is not extra because it teaches us Shaul, but it's not needed for Mitzvah Bava Avera because you can learn it out from Mitzvah Bava Avera. Tosfos continues with the parts of the Gemara, he has another little part. Then Tosfos has a little shtickle at the end over here. He says, Mihu, at the end of Tosfos, he has a kasha that he wants to leave the Sarachim. Mihu tema b'perek kol shah b'tanya ein yotzei de matzah b'tevel v'darish le'mikra. You can't use matzah shel tevel. And again, if you use tevel, that does facilitate the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore it should fit into both definitions of chefta as well as tahalich. V'darish le'mikra, there's a special gzeres hakasa teaching me why it's no good. Typically, Mishim the Havi Mishim the Mitzvah Baba Beir to Ka'achil Isurah Benafik Akiv Nafik Yidei Matzah. Isn't the Achilas Tevel an issue that facilitates the Mitzvah of Matzah? And therefore, why is the Gemara quoting a pasuk? Rather, what should the Gemara do? Use the established principle of what's Tosfos says there. He has when he lives in Pitzarachim. However, I have a little star by my Gemara. If you have the Shpitz of Gemara, you have a little letter. What does the Gemara do? What does Tosfos do? I just lay out that test in the mask for Halu. Tosfos and that test today, very much important, you so to speak, Tosfos, especially that mitzvah of Baba Beira. Because the Gemara and that test is talking about a Sukkah Hagzula. And the Gemara says, now I use a Sukkah Hagzula. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you why now I use a Sukkah Hagzula. It's because
it's not a verse.
Basukos, Heshru, Basukos. The man has a special deres hakasim of l'cha v'lo ha'gzula. Everyone agrees this stuff is gzula, no good. Right, I'm sorry, correct. Exactly. Bottom line is, Chagasukos Tastelacha, Lacha and Natshel Gezula. There's a special there because of teaching me why. As to teaching me that Mitzvah Habab, I'm sorry, that Sukkah Gezula was possible, Sukkah Gezula was possible because of the special there because. But again, what question might the Mefarshim ask? Why not? So Baba Meir, many Mefarshim ask that. Many Mefarshim ask that. The Ritva has a whole school of answers. One of them is, he holds like Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? Shmuel is the guy over here who says you could use a lulav hashalom days 2 through 7. Apparently there is a belief Shmuel rejects the concept of mitzvah baba meira and not limits it like Tosfos says at the bottom of the page. But there are all sorts of answers to mitzvahs. Chinuch has a great answer, and many, many answers. One of the answers is Tosfos. Tosfos on that test says, I'll tell you why the Gemara quoted the pasuk opposed to the principle of mitzvah baba meira. Anyone know why? Because the pasuk is deraisa, while the institution of mitzvah baba avera is an only rabbinic institution, the concept. Whether or not it applies to mitzvahs deraisa drabbanan is not my topic. That's a separate discussion. Even achlus mishon, even achlus hamroin. Whatever it applies to is not my topic. But who told us that mitzvah baba avera is possible? God in the Torah or the rabbis, as they did the drabbanan? Says Tosfos. I did the Rabban. I think that this little star, whoever this is, who says Ayin Tosfos on Daf Tet, is suggesting maybe what? This can serve as an answer. Because if the principle of Mitzvah Habav Ba'aver is only a rabbinic instituted principle, then what? If you want to, it would only possible the Rabban because of Mitzvah Habav Ba'aver, and if you want to possible the Daraisa, you would need a possible. Who apparently doesn't like that? Who does like that answer? The little star guy. Who doesn't like that answer? Maybe. Tosfos. You know, I know he doesn't like it. He leaves the question for Sarachim. I'd like to suggest from this Tosfos that what? That from Tosfos on Daf Lamed against Tosfos on Daf Tes, Mitzvah Habav Ba'aver is not a rabbinic institution, but rather a biblical one. It's a Din D'Oraisa. And I'd like to prove it. You know, I'm going to prove it. How can I prove it? What?
Pasuk.
Pasuk.
Pasuk is quoted like
from the first half of Tosfos that we just read. Because what did Tosfos say? Nurabos said, what did Tosfos say? Tabor, what did Tosfos say in the beginning? He said, what do you need lachem, mishel lachem for? You only need it for show, you don't need it for. If Mitzvah Habav Ba'aver would have indeed been derabbanan like Tosfos on Daf Tes says, you know what Tosfos would have You need a lachem to teach me a lulav hagadol pasul me. The araisa. Tosfos says no. They're interchangeable, indicating that what mitzvah baba vera is the araisa, and therefore lishikasa he's forced into not having an answer to the kasha from Mesech Pesach and Daf Lamed Hey about one who takes tevel and uses it to make matzah.
But how can
he have
a question
that
the Indian can't deal with?
He's a Gemara against him.
Yeah, I still believe in Shita, but...
Maybe Tosfos would say, listen, I'm just a human being. I don't have all the theories. Torah is a beautiful, deep, perfect, profound subject. You think I have all the answers to all the kashas? I'm just trying to do my best. Sometimes Rishonim have to admit it, Sarachi. So if this is the first time you ever saw a tzarachin in any of the mafarshim, welcome to the world of tzarachins. The truth is, if you think a lot more, maybe we can think of other theories of Tosfos. Either didn't think of it or thought of it, thought they were wrong. I want to suggest you thought of this one, thought it was wrong. I have a few more minutes, I'll make one more little ha'ara. I apologize. Really, they're just ha'aras, they're not totally in order. But all the mafarshim asked back on that test, why does the Gemara not say mitzvah baba avera? Why does it have a special test of Tosfos that we pointed out? Hold that what? That it's what's it called? That it's only the rabbi. We pointed out earlier on that the Rishna says, Rishna has several answers, but one of the answers is it goes according to Shmuel. Who's Shmuel? So the Gemara later actually continues back on that test and says, yeah, that's true. Kapaski Batani is only true according to some people. Rav Yochanan and those other Amorayim who believe that a lulav hagazal is possible day one, as well as 2 through 7. However, there's a sheep out there, Amr Shmuel, Lo Shenu Ella Ar, Pligid Rav Yitzchak, Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amr Shmuel, Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Shmuel, whatever it is, Lo Shenu Ella B'yamtiv Rishon, Abal B'yamtiv Sheni. Here's a funny line, Mitoch Shiyativ B'shol Yativ B'gazal. Exactly what the word Mitoch is doing is worthwhile to discuss, but not now. You can use a lulav ha gazal on days
2 through 7.
What happened to? So Tosfos over here says hakadafka mitshuhu b'drabbanan lo chayshu mitzvah b'avera. That mitzvah b'avera only applies to mitzvah d'araisa. However, days 2 through 7 is only there for mitzvah. Therefore, it's not relevant to the mitzvah b'avera. And therefore, Shmuel does what? Limit. According to the ritual, what does he do? Reject it. It was one of the rituals. What I think is nice is that if you think about just to structure it well, Rav Yochanan makes two assumptions. Assumption number one is that there is a principle called mitzvah b'avera. Assumption number two is that not only is that true, but it applies to lulav Mondays 2 through 7. You know what you can do if you wanted to argue? If you could argue and say Shmuel rejects the entire notion of mitzvah baba avera doesn't exist, who says that? Ritva and Dachas. Or you could say I subscribe to the principle, but I reject the application. It doesn't apply to days 2 through 7. Why might it not apply to days 2 through 7? Tosfos says because it's there are other shows who apply differently. The Ritva himself. Mitzvah says maybe mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply to Sukkah because it applies to mitzvahs of ritzui, mitzvahs that make God happy. For example, karban, maybe lulav, and maybe even shofar, different days of the mitzvah. Another way of limiting, there are all sorts of ways of limiting, but this is a big stone. That it could be mitzvah baba avera only applies to mitzvahs of ritzui. Why would a lulav be a davar of ritzui? Salvechik explained an unbelievable yisod that lulav has more than one function. The standard interpretation of the lulav is to lift it up in the mitzvah lakicha, the mitzvah nativa. However, argued by Salvechik, mitzvah lulav has a second dimension. Lulav is mishabeach et Hashem. Lulav sings Hashem's praise. For example, a lulav hayavish is pasul. Why is a lulav hayavish pasul? Major machlokes. Rashi says van veg. Tosu says hotter. Rishonim, I forget if it's the Balamara, the right, quote the Yerushalmi, who said, Psul of Lo Hamaitin Yahaluka. Lo Hamaitin Yahaluka. Dead things don't praise God. Ask my Talavachik, who cares if dead things don't praise God? Answer by Salvation, if a lulav is dead, it can't do its function, which is to praise God. Great rhyme. And he points out the salvation point to a Tosfos on Daf Lamed Ches rather. Famous Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know, how is it possible? I really had intention to be more structured. I finished much early, so it was just interesting how hard it is at the beginning of the third paragraph. Okay. Salvation pointed out that Tosfos points to a Tosfos on Daf Lamed Ches. Tosfos there says, the standard rule is when do you make the bracha on a mitzvah? When you have the mitzvah in your hand. For example, you pick up your tzitzis, and as you're putting it on, you make the bracha. You pick up a shofar, and as you have in your hand, you make the bracha. Right? You don't make the bracha and then walk to shul and then pick up the shofar. That's called over the over. We make the brachas over last yasta. So here comes the major problem, because you're supposed to lift up the dalamidim and then make the bracha. However, if you lift up the dalamidim, then what? You already accomplished the mitzvah. It's not over the last yasta. So halacha l'maisa, what do we do? We flip the esrog upside down. I think it's not what's called derech gibilos. It's not the way you, what's it called? It's not the way you hold it. It's therefore you yotze. That's one of Tosfos' suggestions. Tosfos said, well, you just lift up three minim and don't lift up the esrog at all. Pick up the esrog later. And Tosfos said, if you have negative kavana, if you have kavana not to be yotze, maybe that also helps. I have to run not to be yotze. At the end of the day, I have to run to be yotze. So, parenthetically, there's a major discussion if negative kavana really prevents you from doing the mitzvah. The salvation is very machmir for this. When someone made a bracha to Sefiras HaOmer, he didn't want to say, listen to the bracha, because if negative kavana doesn't prevent you, then your bracha afterwards is the bracha of Matala. Same with the bracha for Hal. So the salvation is very machmir. What he would do is he would make the bracha along with the chazma before the chazma. I picked up that chumra. In any event, that was a bonus tidbit. The fourth teretz of Tosfos, the fourth, I have a little time for us to fill you guys up with the ideas. I told you guys this year would be not just methodologically, it's orientation, we try to fill you guys up with the ideas. The fourth teretz of Tosfos is that, don't worry, even though you were yotzei the bracha, now you're not yotzei the bracha b'shleimus until harem. What does that do with the price of tea in China? Said by salivation. The praise of Hallel and the praise of a lulav only come to full fruition when you're actually saying Hallel, and therefore you can make the bracha now because you're not fully complete with the mitzvah. Again, what do you see? A lulav praises Hashem. There are many, many other fruits to it, but if that's the case, one may argue just like a karba is ritzoy, ritzoy is difficult to translate, difficult to understand. But maybe one could say this ritzvah further supports from a salvation theory that a lulav has a second dimension to it, or it's called brisker terminology, treidin. Din number one is the mitzvah l'kicha. Din number two is the mitzvah of mishabeach. It's the praise shir l'ashev, shir v'sheva, la kadosh baruch. Okay, we'll stop here.